Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And Maxi Sports brought to you by the John Schuster Group at Coldwell Banker Real Estate. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Paul.
Are we going to have baseball next year? Are you? Is this just a negotiating ploy? Is this a kabuki theater thing?
Hard to say. Yeah, it's hard to say with this one because Major League Baseball has done a really good job of avoiding work stoppages for many, many, many years now. And, there's a lot of people that believe that this is going to be the toughest one in the last 30-some years that they've ever negotiated. And the players in general have won most of these battles in baseball and, football. But I still have optimism and hope that they'll get this. They're signing guys to big deals, obviously. Byron Buxton met the media yesterday and said it was a $100 million deal, and that's not even considered big right now. They understand what this country is going through. They understand that there's a piece of them that helps in that. Other people would say this is the perfect time because, if people are living in fear of the COVID virus anyway, not coming out to games and the interest level isn't high, this is the perfect time to walk away from the table and have a work stoppage and reorganize because you're not going to be at maximum revenue anyway. But I have optimism that they'll get something worked out just because I think that they understand the magnitude of it. I think Manfred, the commissioner, is pretty good about reading the tea leaves. I've only met him a couple times, but he struck me as somebody that's a step or two ahead of understanding what's going on out there. And it would be not catastrophic. They always bounce back. But, the public's not – they're not a big appetite for people walking away from multi-million-dollar contracts and saying we want more in this day and age given what everybody's going through.
Is this all about money?
It always is all about money, and they can phrase it any way they want, and they can talk about pensions and this and that, but it's always about money, and it's about this is where maybe the public, this is where I would skew for the players in every league is, a lot of times it's about fairness, and you say, well, how much money do they need? Well, the truth is, there's so much money out there, and either they're going to get it, the players, or the owners are going to get it. So, by denying the players, all you're doing is lining the pockets of the owners, and you're trying to come up with a figure that you think is fair. So it's not just an issue about greed sometimes. It's about fairness. If I do this for a short period of time and I'm the product, how much do I deserve and how much do you deserve? And obviously that's where the rubber meets the road. But the fact that they've been incredibly successful in all major league sports, they shouldn't be victimized for that, but it's just a matter of coming up with a percentage. How much do I get for that, and what's the number? And from that standpoint, even though the numbers are incredibly hard, big, and hard to come to terms with, it's really no different than any other employee. If you think your value is this to the company, and your slice of the pie is this, there's X amount of dollars coming in. Either I get it or you get it, and I think I want it. There is that component to it, which really isn't about money; it is fairness.
Fairness, that makes sense. Everything you just said makes sense. I appreciate that clarity. Hey, the Wolves lost, the Wild taking on the Devils this evening. Go ahead and break that down in terms of where the Wild stands today. What, they're tied atop the Western Division?
Yeah, they're in good shape. What it is they're in good shape. That's what it means. Yeah, they're in good shape. They get New Jersey and then The Wolves get Brooklyn tomorrow, so they get another high-profile team. But, yeah, the Wild are playing really, really well right now, and it doesn't matter. They're not reliant on any one person. Kaprizov, to an extent, Ryan Hartman's played well, but they're playing really, really well, getting good goaltending. The Wolves had a pretty good game last night, back and forth in the fourth quarter. They lost to Washington. They gave up way too many baskets close to the rim. But the concerning part was that Karl-Anthony Towns went in for a dunk with 2 minutes and 15 seconds left and landed on his butt or his back or his tailbone in a bad way and looked in great pain. Now, the reports after the game were he said that it hurt a lot right away, but I'm feeling much better, and that's the best news of all that comes out of last night, because it was it just looked like he couldn't tell if it was a bruise. He had X-rays; they were negative, and that was kind of the takeaway by the end of the game. You're just going, "I hope Towns is okay," and I don't know. Maybe it's too early to tell, but it sounded like he was optimistic he'll be okay.
Well, that's good news, Mikey. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I will. Have you gotten your booster shot?
No, and I got turned down, so I was trying to get into Walgreens. I don't get this, Paul, I guess. I'm having a tough time with this. And I enter my zip code, and they say, we have nothing for you there. So then I enter my zip code where I work and say, there's nothing available for you. And I'm going, well, you're telling me to get a booster shot, and you're not even giving me a date 3 weeks out. You're just saying that that I'm denied or something. And I'm going, so now I'm getting frustrated. And so I went and asked some people yesterday because I thought there's got to be a way that I don't know. And they said, no. It's really hard to figure out unless you go right to your doctor, et cetera.
What?
So I'm in the process of trying to figure it out. You got any advice for me?
Maxie, I just showed up at my local Walgreens. It took 15 minutes.
But when I went to Walgreens, they said, you got to go back and register online. When I went online, it said that I couldn't. It said we have no appointments available for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
and so then I went to a different, so I entered a different zip code. I thought, well, maybe they're just busy here, you know, and then I went to a different zip code and said the same thing.
We're gonna find you a booster, Mike.
I'm all in, man.
It shouldn't be this difficult.
Over with, et cetera, you know?
We'll get to the bottom of this.
Throw in a flu shot and I'll do it too for you know?
Well, I got my shingle shot and my seasonal flu shot at the same time. Again, no issues. But
I live not far from Walgreens. I'm going to go there between the 7:40 and 8:40 right now, and I'm going to find out what I'm doing wrong or how quickly I can get it. Okay?
Just yell out, "Hey, don't you know who I am?"
Yeah. Yep. Get in line way back there.
Yeah, that's right.
Way back there.
Back of the line, sir. We do know who you are. Hang in there. We're going to get you. I'll take this offline, and we'll get you a booster. We'll track that down. If you have any suggestions. Okay. For Mike Max, you can always text us your suggestions. Who has boosters? I thought you could just walk in, but Mikey,
well,
thank you.
I'm going to find out because I'm going right now.
All right, buddy. We'll talk Vikes next hour. Hang in there. It shouldn't be that hard.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.